Each week at this time, this station presents a legislative report with your state representative, Doug Reichle of the 134th Legislative District in Berks and Lehigh Counties. Representative Reichle, welcome to this report to your constituents. Well, the economy is the big issue, both in Harrisburg and nationwide right now, and there's a lot of talk about unemployment compensation and how it's going to be paid for. What are some of the issues that surround this, and what are some possible solutions that we could come up with to deal with this problem?
Unemployment continues to be a persistent problem as the economy stagnates. The stimulus money, which had been much touted as the solution, has not panned out to create new jobs. And we've seen the state unemployment rate here in Pennsylvania climb to 9.2%. Those of us who are in public office have to recognize that this is unacceptable, and we have to start addressing this problem in an immediate fashion to figure out what will help to encourage employers to bring people back onto payrolls. And there are a number of factors that we can look at which will alleviate the job crisis here in Pennsylvania. First off, as we mentioned with the unemployment compensation insurance rates are going to be going up. And this is something which is going to be intolerable for new businesses, particularly that are trying to get launched if they're faced with new kinds of burdens from state government. Important for people to understand as well that Pennsylvania has now accumulated a $3 billion debt to the federal government in order to pay unemployment compensation benefits during this extended recession. Now, that is not a sum that's going to come off the general fund that operates our state government. That is going to come directly out of increased fees assessed against employers starting in January of next year. There will be an extra amount that will be required to be paid back to the federal government by every employer, whether that particular business has laid off employees or not. Back in February, when we were doing our budget hearings, I questioned the Secretary of Labor and Industry about this situation when the debt owed to the federal government was at $1.7 billion. At that point, the increased tax rate on businesses was going to be $43 per employee starting in January. That sum will surely have increased if we see this debt now owed to the federal government stretching over $3 billion. And so we need to find ways of alleviating this problem on businesses. People are looking right now at the federal stimulus money and how that hasn't found a new job source for people throughout the country. Maybe we should take a look at using that stimulus money to forgive the debt that the states owe for the extension of unemployment compensation benefits so that we don't have a new tax going on employers. And I think we also have to look at what we're doing with our own state finances. Just to our east in New Jersey, we saw Governor Christie solve an $11 billion deficit in his own state budget by drastically reducing expenditures, and he did it all without a single tax increase. The governor has also been able to get through a Democratic-controlled legislature a cap on property taxes. And I think that we have to understand that by reducing the tax burden, both from the property tax side and also on the income tax side, to corporations, to small businesses, and to homeowners, this would truly be the way to stimulate our state's economy and to encourage employers to bring people back onto the payrolls. The last piece of this is to give employers an option other than just defaulting into the new federal health care legislation. There was a seminar just this past week in the Lehigh Valley educating small businesses about the reality of whether they're going to pay enhanced insurance premiums or just pay a fine into the federal government starting in 2014 and have their employees go on with the federal health care plan. I think this would be a disastrous result, and what we need to do with state law is to find incentives such as those that have been proposed by House Republicans to provide tax credits to employers for maintaining employees on health insurance plans that aggressively treat chronic illnesses. This would help to reduce long-term care costs, reduce the burden on state government by having more and more people come into the safety net health care program, and also provide a healthier and more attentive workforce for employers. So these are the kinds of steps that we need to be taking, not looking at how to add on to the federal deficit with new stimulus plans that really have not yielded the kind of job creation that was predicted.
And what's your feel for what we're going to be looking at then in the fall session?
Well, we're going to be taking a look at how we can address the immediate problem of unemployment compensation rates for businesses, how to stimulate the economy, and on the back burner is going to be this issue of transportation funding. I know the governor had requested a special session this summer. There have been a lot of ideas that have been proposed, and the transportation committees in both the House and the Senate are doing statewide tours over the summer to listen to experts in the field as to what they think would best solve the transportation funding crisis, which has accumulated to almost $500 million, which is needed to plug the hole to help with repairs of roads and bridges that are in deficient condition. That, I think, will also be a major concern of ours.
Representative Reichle, thanks for this report, and tune in again next week at this time for a legislative report with your state representative, Doug Reichle.